Welcome, everyone. This is the library's board on September 26, 2024, and I'm Amy Brinton. We don't have any public here to comment, so we'll go into consent the minutes from July 2024.
If nobody has any concerns, I move that we approve the minutes for, what was it, July?
Yeah. I'll second it.
July 25th, 2024.
Sounds good. All in favor?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, moving right along. We have the director's report.
Okay.
It's a very thorough report, by the way.
Thank you. We didn't meet in August, but I sent out a director's report in August. Hopefully you looked at it. So this is our September 1. We are now fully settled in our fall programs, and our story time with attendance is good.
Hi, Wayne.
We had a great butterfly STEM lab class with the college kids, where the presenter brought butterflies and let them release them, which was super fun, and gave everybody milkweed seeds. We had a children's author event, which was less well attended. It's really hard to get someone to come to an author event. But it was actually a good presentation. I was there, but we didn't have a good attendance. We only had 4 people come.
Who was the author?
She's a self-published author. I can't remember her name. She wrote a book called The Cloud Game about helping children deal with anxiety.
Thanks.
So. Also, we had kind of a surprise event in September. The mayor invited us to provide some children's activities for a welcome event at Ridgeview Subdivision.
Across the street from Walmart.
Yeah, well, that big they were. The mayor just wanted to welcome, you know, all the new residents, and he said, "Could you provide children's activities?" I'm like, okay. So we just pulled out a lot of the ones that we used for end of summer reading party. And that was fun. We had about 100 people come.
Yeah.
And the mayor served hot dogs.
Did you have copies of the...
Oh, sorry. that was dumb. It's like looking for them. I have this pile sitting there doing nothing.
I still enjoyed it.
So we had about 100, and the mayor served hot dogs, and they had a bouncy house, and then the kids' activities, and then
Was it at the park?
The little park that's
in
that
That's
situation.
A nice little park.
Yeah, it is. And council got to talk with people, and so it was good. So that was September. In October, we have some great programs coming up. We have a teen and adult craft where we're recovering books, so putting a new cover on books. And we have a book artist coming in, Christmas Snow. And so that'll be fun. I've got the kits all pre-made, so you just sign up and show up, and people can just do it. Then October 4th, we're doing another chair yoga class. And then later in the month, we have a kids craft club activity where we'll be doing a Dia de los Muertos craft. But the big one in October is we're doing a day at Highland School of Magic. It's a Harry Potter type party. We are trying to limit it to ages 9 and up. So this is a tween and teen and adult activity. Last time I tried an activity at that age group, we didn't have a good turnout. We'll see. I'm going to try to push it in advertising in the next 2 weeks and see if we can get a good crowd. We're having 2 sessions, one at 11 and one at 1 o'clock. And we will be closing the library for that event because some of the activities are inside the library. Okay, what's new? We have hired a new substitute librarian to help cover the desk when we have staff that is sick. Her name is Irina, and she's from Ukraine, and she's going to be great.
Highly educated.
She's highly educated. She was a project manager in Ukraine. Her English is great. Really comfortable with the computer.
That's
has she covered any shifts yet?
No, we've just started training her. We'll train her for several shifts first, because I know there's a lot to learn. And then she can start covering shifts. But she did come to 2 days of training so far.
Great.
The blood pressure kits that we got from the American Heart Association are all cataloged and ready to circulate. I say blood pressure kit, I should have put telehealth kit, because they have also the things that clamp on your finger and check your oxygen level and a temple thermometer. So, yeah, so those are just, and I'll start, I put it on Facebook just this week.
The thermometer for the temple, is it infrared?
It's
infrared?
Yeah. It's the kind of issue, you know. Also, so I said I wasn't going to do a grant this year.
But you always say that.
I always say that. But at my state library director's and monthly Zoom meeting, the state is asking for a jumbo grant to extend internet connectivity in the state. And so they wanted all the libraries to just send a wish list of what they would like to improve internet access in the state. And they specifically mentioned these privacy booths. Cool. And so if we got them, we would get two and put them up near the young adult section where that one couch is. And so people could go in there and have a Zoom meeting, and there's sound dampening so people could, you know, talk on this Zoom meeting. So it would basically expand the number of study rooms we have by two. The reason we thought of that is that so many people just sit out in the hall and do Zoom meetings, and I just think that's suboptimal.
But those privacy pods are cool and they're expensive.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
So the in addition to the pods, and this is the kind we would get because it kind of matches our decor. We are asking for new screens and keypads for all of our public access computers. I didn't realize how old they were until I did my technology inventory last spring. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that our IT department replaces the boxes with the don't replace the screens and the keyboard. So we would ask for all new of those plus a new router, which is our router is also over 6 years old. Consortium update, and we'll talk more about this in the report section, but I've met twice more since our last meeting with American Fork and Pleasant Grove, and things are going forward with their migration. The official name of the organization is now Timpanogos Library Consortium. I had been saying collaboration. It's funny, in our second meeting, we knew it was TLC, but one person thought it was co-op, one person thought it was consortium, and one person thought it was collaboration. But it is consortium.
All three work.
I know.
They all work.
Yeah.
The consortium I like.
Yeah. So we'll just continue meeting with them on a regular basis.
It's a perfect acronym.
Yeah, it's a good one. We're proud of it. And we came up with it easily.
These are open to the public,
it didn't
right?
It didn't take us, you know, much longer. We like that. Okay, impact story of the month. There's a young family that regularly comes to our story time. And they're actually a neighbor to one of my staff. And then their four-year-old was diagnosed with childhood leukemia. And so now they're not able to take him to the library at all because he is immunocompromised while he's doing his treatment. And so my staff just set up a system of bringing them books every 2 weeks. And they didn't actually even consult with me. He just did it.
Good for them.
Because they care about the patrons, you know, and I just was so impressed with their willingness to go out of their way to help take care of this family who was going through a crisis. And that's the blessing of a community, a local community library. You know, if we were using the AF library, you know, if the high-end people were using the AF library, would not have happened, right? It's because they're local, we're local, we know them, and so my staff can jump in and help in a crisis. Okay, just quick overview of the statistics. Statistics of note this month is that it looks like we have about 300 more library card holders this month than we did in August a year ago. That's really due to that new subdivision. Mm-hmm. There are all those families that are moving that new subdivision. And so our circulation reflects that. Now, I put an asterisk because August last year, you know, admittedly was kind of crazy because we switched systems. But I think it's true. I talked to my staff after I made this report. I said, does it seem like we really circulated 5,000 more books this month than we did last August? And they said, yeah, we really have. It's a lot. It's a big increase. And it really is the effect of those new people.
It's crazy it's been a year since migration.
Hmm?
It's crazy it's been a year since migration.
I know. Oh, yeah, this August was so crazy.
That's right.
Because we migrated and my daughter got married all the same month.
Oh, that's right.
Oh. It was so crazy. Why did I do that? We got through it, though. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting watching American Fork and Pleasant Grove preparing for their migrations. It's bringing a little bit of PTSD to me to watch them get ready, but hopefully theirs will go a little more smoothly than mine did because they have me to be a consultant with them. So, okay, that's my report. Any comments, questions?
Good work.
Yeah,
can you just go over the whole thing again?
Yeah, he went in
there. How are you, Rusty?
Good.
Good.
House
Planning Commission,
the Library Board.
It's good. I mean, it doesn't keep me super busy, but it's
six.
Great to be a part of.
Yeah, the six.
Yeah, I missed the last meeting, so I got
a good one.
Actually,
I was actually
really
disappointed to miss it.
Yeah.
October 24th.
Rob's doing some good thing with the city code, and that's what making
it
accessible for everyone.
24th.
Yeah.
I was out of town.
Thursday.
It was last week, right?
Yeah, just planning commission,
the camp meeting
was last week.
That was last week. I was really sad to miss it.
There's going
to
be two more.
Yeah,
so there's more, and they'll just get better and better. But I made sure to talk a lot about reports of the library and talk to the company that.
Yeah.
The company we're using to do the general plan, but just talking to them about making sure to loop in, you know, the heartbeat of the city.
At the open houses for the plan, though, we can help support that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This company did Pleasant Grove's general plan. So what I like to do is go to their general plan and look at it and see what kind of job they do. And there are some concerns I have. The maps, you can't read them. They're not legible. You blow it up and you can't read the name of the city. And it's hard to like that. We want to make sure now's the time to bring those things forward and say, hey, that's got to be fixed. But it's a good measure, baseline, because Pleasant Grove actually is a pretty good general plan, except for a few little things that we want to do differently and better.
Well, the next one kind of
love it.
So our next thing is actually our strategic plan for the library.
Yes. So the library is also... It's time for us to approve an update to the strategic plan. I hope some of you got a chance to look at the one we sent out in the packet.
I've looked at it. The one question I have is, do we have any kind of a guesstimate of when we're going to reach that threshold? Where the growth is just not going to keep up.
I'm estimating that in the next budget cycle we're going to have to start pulling from our reserve.
So as we do that, I really would like part of our plan, our strategic plan, to be looking at our percentage that you get from the property tax is considerably less than what Washington County, which is one of the only other ones in the state that do the same thing we do. But that's a baseline for us. And if they're 50% more, we ought to be able to edge up 10 or 50%.
Is this that much?
So it's quite a bit more.
This week got a list of all the libraries that have a designated tax.
Yes.
And most of them are the county libraries, but there's several individual libraries. We are the next to the lowest rate.
That's the point that I want to make sure that we get that word out there.
And we are a fourth what Cobo gets.
Yep.
And we're a fifth of what Cobo gets.
And what we're up against, just so you're aware on the council, I know the council very well on this particular issue, and we're up against, well, we told the library when we went this path that you have to stay within that budget, and that's the commitment you made. Well, the library programs have grown significantly since then. And the question is, do you want us not to grow? What do you want from the library?
We got more population here.
We got more population, so we have a good argument, I think, to go in and point out what we should not be the lowest. Our community is the highest level of income, household income, of any city in the state. We're number one.
The one city that's lower than us is Gunnison.
But guys, do you want to be Gunnison?
Do we need to include some of these questions on the survey? The city survey.
Oh, that's okay. That's an interesting question.
It's already gone out, though, I think.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well wrapped up.
So now, let me tell you something that happened. I put a strong statement about raising taxes in the strategic plan, and I sent it. I sent my agenda. I always send my documents to the city administration for approval before we came out, and she wanted me to rewrite it out, and she had me write it out.
Write it out. Mm-hmm. I have a meeting with her on Monday, and I'm going to hit that head on.
We didn't write it out completely. So if you'll read this thing about under the long range,
when I read it, I thought it's not strong enough.
That bit is what she gave me. The Utah's law establishes the property tax revenue only increases with the growth, blah, 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 blah. It does not have an automatic inflationary component due to the increase of the home's value. Due to the growth of the city, the library is seeing a small increase in revenue. However, the designated tax rate has remained the same since the library opened. Because of inflationary forces, the library's budget has become more and more stretched and will need to decrease its services to remain within the budget long term if revenue growth remains as it is.
Yeah, I will talk with Aaron. I really want to hit this head on. I don't want it to all of a sudden be upon us and then try to convince everybody then. We need to start really the dialogue now.
So what Erin said to me was that she wants us to do a fund study before we specifically ask for a tax increase.
Well, then we put in the strategic plan that we are going to do a fund study and compare our percentage, because that percentage is the key to this. It's so low. It's a bunch of zeros and three. And I think
that's right.
Washington County is a four or five. It's significantly higher than us.
Yeah.
And to be second, to be in the same conversation is absolutely ridiculous. With the highest, it just boggles my mind.
We're talking about Gunnison.
We got more money in Highland than.
I think even Gunnison, though, would admit that they are just pleased to be in the same category as
Highland. That's
an honor.
That's an honor.
Yeah, an honor.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I really feel passionate about this, and I I will do what I can in discussion with her.
Those numbers of the different libraries.
It wasn't like if people just knew that fact. Our library at the bottom of the state, we're tied with Gunnison.
Exactly.
That is pretty.
That alone is
help us.
We're better than that. And by the way, we have the best librarian in the state.
I can
think of
that. Yay. But I liked most of those little things that you had adjusted. Like, I didn't have any big
other
things. No.
So some questions that I had was, we had in there that we wanted to,
you had a question about.
Do we want to put something in there about adding the addition, or do we want to
conduct
wait?
A survey about public interest in the addition to the library? That was your.
Yeah, do we want to do that in 2025?
I think we got to focus on the tax issue.
I do too.
I kind of think we do.
I don't want to try to get both.
So that was the question, because we've got a couple things coming up. We've got the tax issue and we've got the consortium issue, and I'm kind of feeling we want to push back the date of the addition question until those other two things are settled.
Yeah, if we're not going to be feasible, why do we need more space?
Right? Like, right. If there's no library, we can add an addition to it, right?
Yeah.
So
I think that the idea of getting a rec center in the city really.
I'm sorry, I don't have that on.
It's okay, it's Kelly.
Yeah.
It's really like popular, right? Everyone wants a rec center.
Everybody wants a rec center.
Yeah.
But
not going to get a rec center. It's.
No, we're not.
on the council. We're not going to get one. And it's a huge expense. I don't think people understand how much property taxes are going to go up. But I think that the city could really afford and could actually. If not profit from, at least it would pay for itself, a community center. And I think that would go hand in hand with a library expansion. And I think that people hear community center, and I think they have the same kind of reaction they do to a rec center. It's like, yes, like, oh, I'd love to have that in my city. And financially, it's something that is just worlds more feasible for the city. And so and it's going to be like a question that's going to kind of arise at some point in the next couple of years. It'll come to a head, you know, this idea of a rec center.
Do you think a community center sounds better than a rec center?
Everybody wants a rec center.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, everybody wants a rec center.
Yeah.
They want like a pool and a gym with basketball courts. And stuff.
Yeah.
If we did a community center, we could do the basketball courts.
Yeah, you know, you could have some elements of a rec center.
It's just the pool that's the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there would also be like every city that's ever put a swimming pool in just
regretted it. Yeah.
It's a loser.
It's a loser. And it's just too time consuming. It absorbs the resources of the city. Tax wise, personnel wise.
Maintenance is not a nightmare.
No, it's.
You don't want to be like Lehigh and open a $17 million park?
No.
Close on Sunday?
it's open.
They opened it. But that's just hilarious that they would even do that.
I was flabbergasted when I read that. I thought, serious?
Can you imagine if our park?
And they close at 8. What's with that?
They close it off or something.
I don't understand why they need to have people there watching the park.
That's my question.
I understand.
That's
fence.
The question that they wouldn't answer.
I understand.
Fence, including
true.
In the meeting. They said that they needed it to monitor water levels at the splash pad and take care of the bathrooms and make sure it's not vandalized. I'm like, listen, it can be vandalized overnight while nobody's there. It's
absolutely.
That was actually great in the court because I think it makes our city council look pretty good.
And yet, not very many people actually showed up to the Lehigh City Council meeting this week. They submitted comments, but they didn't actually show up to the meeting.
Well, it's mind-boggling.
It was way less than
they thought they should be closed on Sunday. My daughter lives in Tooele and Sansbury Park. She comes on the third Sunday every month, and they always come early and go to our park because they love it so much.
These cows.
And that's on Sunday.
You gotta have a Highland residency to go into the park.
Oh, I thought wasn't that a suggestion? Part of the main across from my house in Kobo, which is
one of the neighbors.
You have to have a pass.
One of the neighbors that people should
have
to show.
That's another story. Then you have to have somebody there with
Yeah, they don't have a
you know, if we just work
that would be me.
Yeah,
that would be me.
Well, the first seven people I asked where they were from, the first seven families. I asked once it opened, the first seven, six of them were from Lehigh.
Oh, at our park?
At our park. Uh-huh. And one, the other one was from Harriman.
That's a long way.
One family was from Lehigh.
That's a long way.
But isn't it so great that we can finally pay back because we've been using everybody else in the park?
That's exactly how I feel about it. I think this is plus I knew. With all the clamor about the parks, you didn't do enough parking, et cetera, et cetera. There are too many people. I knew as soon as the Lehigh Park opened, we're going to lose 80% of our population coming.
Except
in.
On Sunday.
Except for Sunday.
We're keeping our attendance. Did you hear about the new all-sports park in Provo?
No.
They're doing this massive all-parks sports park in Provo. It's like 35 acres.
Oh,
and it has, or I don't know, some big number of acres, but it has 35 pickleball courts.
Oh, wow.
They
finally got
them.
They
tried to get us to do that.
I know, that's where they're going to do their tournaments now, or they're in that pickleball.
Yeah, park. There's no way we wanted that in Highland.
Yeah.
There's no parking.
No.
I do think we probably should have put in a few more than we put in.
It's a pretty good system, though. If you go there, you put your paddle up, and whoever is done with the court, you usually only have to wait 2 minutes.
That's good. Because they're always full-ish, but never, like, out the door.
I've never waited more than 5 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's working very well.
And it's fun. If people are only two, they find partners in... It's
a great.
I've never played pickleball only because I know if I play, I'll get addicted.
You will.
I love
pickleball. Oh, you will.
You don't have to chase the ball.
Yeah.
It wasn't closed.
So, are we going to add a plan
indoors,
to the plan?
I was going to.
My husband
is. There is a fun study of all the time.
There's a fun study. I missed financial oversight.
Financial audit of the library fund.
Yeah,
it's the first one.
Because it was old. I was looking for new things.
The things that I was going to take out was conduct the survey about the addition.
Yeah. Donna, do you think the accumulating 1,000 more picture books in the next 4 years is feasible? Especially in children's section where you're having to weed out a lot more than...
Is that on there? I can't remember.
Expand this picture book. The second item.
Yes, because she's buying that many anyway. The let's see material. So expand the picture book. So expand it by 1,000 books over the next 4 years.
So 250.
And she's
well, probably more like 275 a year, and then you're reading out some 10% or something.
She's been She did 254 this last year, so it's not that much of a stretch.
Good. That'd be wonderful. Anybody else? We have a fund study. I can't see it right now, but I know the fund study is financial audit.
Yeah, financial oversight.
Oversight number one.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you want to put the under financial oversight, there's the whole one major fundraiser with the Library Foundation that's unlikely to actually happen.
Okay, so should we take that
one
out?
I don't know, it's up to you, or just consider fundraising. I don't know, it just depends on how you want to.
Yeah, we haven't done it in the last couple of years.
Yeah, what's the history of it? When
yes.
We just don't have any, we have like two active people on the foundation right now.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take that one out too, because that's really not
Take it out or change the date?
It was just this year and onward, and I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean,
if we had a community center, maybe we could have a gala in the fall.
That was a big limiter for having a gala. I mean, Lehigh does a big gala every year and makes buku money off of it, but we just don't have any place to hold it.
How do you feel about asking for donations at something like the Fairy Tale Ball? It's not required for entrance, but...
Yeah, I just...
You don't want to put that pressure on people?
You could ask for money for a program. Provo does people pay for the Fairy Tale Ball. And it just pays for the food that they do a donation. But I just... My librarian card can't ask for money for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know too many people, or I remember times in my own life where $5 for a program would have been prohibited. Because I had, you know, three kids, $15 at one point would have been too much for me.
A foundation, you ever discussed having some kind of event, like a dinner thing?
I mean, we only have basically three active people on the site, and they are people who are already active in other things. I mean, Jessica being an example. And so we just don't have the manpower to put on a big event.
We've thought about it. We've even like started planning it and just realized it wasn't.
It just wasn't feasible.
We have like 10 people on the Friends.
Right. So if we were to do a big event, it would have to be the Friends who did it. But the Friends already do so much.
We're so wrong.
They already make $6,000 a year for us to do book sales.
Well, I think it's something we should be thinking about in the long term. You know, I think some kind of an event would be good. I mean, I'm not bashful about asking for money.
I know you really think that. I appreciate
it. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't ask and you don't promote, you don't get anything.
One of my problems with the gala, so the book sales I kind of knew how to do because we did them at Provo. But I've never myself organized a gala, and I don't know how.
Well, we have a mayor that is excellent at that kind of a thing.
Can he do it, though?
I understand he is an expert personified.
But he can he as the mayor?
No, he can help. He has contacts. He has contacts.
Anyway. If I knew
well, this is for something that we should
think
about. There was a location that would, but how do you throw a gala or a ball in Thailand? Where do you do that?
We would have to rent somewhere,
and it would be outside of Thailand. Where would you even rent?
Well, that's the least of our problems.
I mean, a school, maybe. Highland Gardens donated a night for the Lone Peak bands.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty close, too.
Is it really? It's not actually in Cedar... Mm-hmm. It's in Cedar
Hills.
It's Cedar Hills. Just across the street, kind of.
I know, but it's like we can't even... There's nothing in Highland for us to even do.
Well, people won't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Just do it in the park.
Yeah. Oh, you know, with one of those tent things they have at the airports, those big, gigantic tent things.
Well, it's something to think about.
I think Highland Gardens would be a good idea.
It's just across the street from Highland. You know, I mean, people wouldn't even know.
It's really very close. Just that. I mean,
they wouldn't even know.
If we had a location, that would be a good location.
Yeah, it's just right there on that border. Well, anyway, it's something to keep in the back of our minds. I'm all for raising money.
Yeah. Okay. So far we've taken out the conduct a survey about in addition to the library, and we've taken out Holder Mentor Fundraiser.
And then I can't remember if this is on the last strategic plan or if we just talked about it, but at one point you talked about hiring a professional fundraiser. Is that something that you're still considering that you want?
When we get the go-ahead to fundraise for an edition, then we will hire a professional fundraiser.
Just funds earmarked for that, right?
I mean, that's kind of what I've been saving the foundation money for. Mm-hmm. Let's think about adding that next year after we've gotten through this other transition.
We're going to have to use foundation money for the fund study, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm late. When I was going through this, the biggest thing that I was concerned about is you have these strategic initiatives, but they're not connected to a why. So I think it's implied that there's a why there. But I would really love to see why are we doing this thing and why is it strategic?
I've been just reworking the same strategic plan every year.
Right.
And the first time, the original one, okay, when I became director, we had a 53-page long strategic plan. One of the board members at that time was really into strategic planning. And they had, you remember, and we had all this stuff that was completely outside of the realm of what was possible.
It was like they put anything that could possibly be done in the next 10 years, right?
Right,
they
right.
put in there. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And so I cut it down to kind of this format. And at that time, we decided on a vision statement and a mission statement. And so this value here is one of the things from the mission statement or the vision statement. So it's kind of a category. That's kind of the why, but it's not clearly a
right. Why. And that was the only thing that, and again, it doesn't have to be corrected this year. It's not something, but I know, like, if when I come in, the first thing I read this was like, okay, if my engineers see this, they're going to want to know, why do we want 50,000 books? Why do we want to do this? Why? And if it's easy to explain that and connect it back to the values, like, we want 50,000 books because this will help educate, it'll help our entertain, and, you know, the connection to the why is really obvious.
Our population is growing.
I think that's actually a really good idea. And I could, because I know why I want all of these things, I could go in and add those.
And it doesn't have to be, like, super detailed, but,
no,
like a little bit of...
just one sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just attaching the mission statement.
So we could approve it with a motion that I would go in and add why statements in the value box.
Because the whole, like that's... if you can't connect it back to the why, then it probably shouldn't be there. And that's the easiest way to say, is it aligned or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's a really good suggestion. So I will go in and add just one sentence of why in that value box instead of just saying the value. I think that's a great idea. I think the council will like that. I think if you go take this to other cities, they would like that too.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Do you want me to do it because I have it? Or do you have it?
I have
it. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Just add the will amend it.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
I'm not quite there.
I'll do it.
I'm on the long term still, so.
I move to approve the 2024 to 2029 long range strategic plan as will be amended by Donna and presented to the City Council for approval.
I second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that brings us to the City Council presentation. So there are a couple of numbers Donna and I are still figuring out. Let's take some of that.
I feel like
I was at a conference all day yesterday and today, and I printed this stuff off beforehand, but I don't think I printed the right thing.
Because it's on the wrong screen. You have it extended. Do you need to...
That's top one.
It's an apple.
If you like to drag it.
Something's doing
it. It's desktop two up there. It's just desktop two is what we're seeing. Do you need to...
Maybe while we fiddle with that, I'll go print some food systems.
Engineer.
And leave like that.
I'll go print some statistics. I'll be right back. All you have to do is tap the plus icon and mission control.
So is that up at Snowbird?
Yeah, good eye. American Fork twins right there. Good eye.
There's more than that.
Are you doing a little slide?
Yeah.
Can you see the extended monitor when you go to like the display settings?
What? Desktop one.
I don't know where you're.
Oh.
It is over on this one.
Oh. So go to the left.
And now drag that one to the right. Oh, it's there. Oh, it's above or below.
Oh, maybe you're above.
Something appeared on the right there with whatever you just did.
Up in the top corner, there's a little bit of something.
Yeah, but something slid over on the right.
Sounds like the.
Is this on two left?
Yeah.
Wedding.
The menu bar at the bottom is new, but something appeared on the right that was big.
Three or four fingers.
So if you hold
down. Oh, there's that guy. Look, there's the guy I want.
Yeah,
good. Look, let's go to the desktop one. And then there's my.
Guess what? It's not good.
But it made many of
them. But I think if you take the window and drag it up.
Then I have desktop three.
If you drag it onto desktop two.
Come on, Apple. Do better.
Well, instead of extending the display, you could just mirror it.
Yes, that would be easy.
So if you go to like, oh, you have to
screen mirroring.
And then go to displays. and then I think it's right there. Just go to the mirror.
Mirror for LGBT?
Yeah.
Look at you. Okay.
Wow.
I did this for my family last night, and I did it on our projector, so maybe I messed it up. Anyway, I'll just get there early and figure it out. Okay. So, I don't know if we want to add something about this tax structure, like, that compared to some of the other cities. This is just in a couple weeks.
I know it is, but I would really like to get that discussion sooner than later.
Yeah. I think it's definitely... This is a very fielded presentation, and I could think it could be the one kind of thing to think about. As a future action.
Can we also show all the news stories that show how Highland City has the we're the most wealthy city in the state?
Yeah, I just saw that. Think Park City's
the... I think those two should come hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said she just wanted to put some statistics.
Okay. I have the... Oh, I think she's looking for the numbers
there. So you did, again, it's more story-based, like...
She wanted those impact stories she's been doing throughout the year to be the bulk of it. I did put in our statistics just to show where we stand, and I think I will add a slide that talks about how we stack up. It's like, we talk about how we have a balanced budget, we're able to save for future needs, and this is done under the constraint of having to set our balanced budget. And so, it's like, kudos to Donna, especially.
Well, and again, how do you paint positivity while at the same time acknowledging that if we don't do something, this positivity ends?
Right.
I think, you know, the library is fiscally responsible and successful, and the value within its sphere, which, you know, the sandbox it plays in, it dominates, but it's still a pretty small sandbox, and there's potential to extend it. And I think that, you know,
I think the positivity is basically that we've earned more responsibility, that the library has been a steward of what has been given, and if given more, would continue to be a good steward of that.
That's right. But isn't it more of, it's been a steward that has been allowed to flourish because of the growth of the
school. Sorry, Gunnison.
Yeah, sorry, Gunnison.
Maybe someday you can be in our category.
Because the growth of the city.
Well, because it can only power in 4 years of fun.
Right.
Yeah. So we lose, like,
10,000?
Like, in 5 years, we won't do something. The library cannot exist.
6,794.
Right. So if you don't act today, you lose.
How far away is it?
Future proofing.
Well,
it's the tipping point.
The
most
important.
And less than the. So that's a good conversation.
But you can't get a used car with 200,000 miles on it for $7,000 anymore.
I might be willing to sell you mine.
I still have to.
You need a bigger car than a Honda Civic.
But wait, it's Tremont?
It's Tremont, not Gunnison. Gunnison actually is slightly higher than us. It's Tremont that has the lowest level.
Tremont. Right over there. Yeah. Right next to Bear River. Tremonton. That's what we would call it.
Is it up
there? Yeah, it's on the way to Idaho.
Yeah.
11,840 people in their population.
Well, that's way bigger than that.
Yeah, Tremont's a great little town. It's got a east-west Main Street, which is unusual.
East-west?
Yeah.
It's hard to get off the train when you're there for any services.
My
mom had to go into town.
Lived in Deweyville for...
Oh, Deweyville, too. I'm from Honeyville, so...
Have we had this conversation?
No. What is it?
My dad grew up in Deweyville.
Is it Malzomil?
Yeah.
Yeah. Malto Meal has a...
And then the diaper plant up there.
This sounds like something made up in a story.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. Oh,
it's
a kind
of
like
that's true focus, though. That's true
focus.
Okay, okay. I need to figure out, especially when we go there, how to make this seamlessly, so that I can...
They all know. Brooklyn and Rob and Big still.
You'll send it in advance, and she will have it on their computer.
Okay.
So you want to run it off of your...
Okay, because right now, I can't even, like, I'm going to run with you, and then it's showing you my notes.
That's okay, yeah.
Oh, because this is mirroring your Judah extensive slate, which you could do if you want.
So don't worry about it.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to show it like this, so I can still see my notes all that I think of it. Okay, I'm Amy Brinton. I'm on the library board, and I'm here with the rest of the library board and our director, Donna Curtin. The members of the board are Rachel Farnsworth, Jessica Anderson, Kevin Chan, Wesley Warren, Lynn Lonsdale, and Ron Campbell is our city council representative. In fact, at this time, it may be a historic time in Highland City because the majority of the city council is or has been on the library board. Kim Ardella and Doug Courtney have both served on the board. First, we want to thank you.
Oh, you're not seeing the animations because the slideshow's not there.
Yeah.
Well, then we really
do you want me to just extend? I'll just extend these for this slide.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. I'll just tell you. So, I want to thank you for your support. Thank you so much for helping us get the new carpet in, for approving it. It's turned out beautiful. We feel like we have a brand new, fresh space. Thank you for Councilman Smith for supporting us with the movable shelving. And for King Osler for coming to our fairy tale ball, and for all of you who have come to our events to support us. We really appreciate it. I'm going to go over some of the key statistics from the library over the last year. And these are ones I need clarification from you.
Okay, so I printed off some of my statistics, so hopefully they will be useful.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, she can go backwards.
She should be able to green. Your side of it to your display.
How do I flip forward?
Well, I can swap.
Okay. I think I
can. The arrow in the back.
Because I can swap what the main display is right now.
But how do I click it forward?
Arrows.
Arrow keys?
Left is spacebar.
Oh, okay, arrows. Okay, thank you for approving our new carpet. It really looks beautiful. It looks like a brand new library in there. Thank you to Councilman Smith for helping us get the movable shelves. They've really been a great asset for us. And thank you to King Osler and to all of you who have come to our library events. We really appreciate and feel your support. We've had a number of key increases this year. Our total number of patrons has gone up. We've held steady on the physical items. Our physical and digital circulation has gone up dramatically. I don't know if it's this dramatic, but these are the numbers I had from what you showed me.
Okay, I'll keep going.
Physical can be that.
I also need numbers on this. I think the rest of it, I have the information I need.
Do you want notes at the end, or do you want to kind of talk through it real time?
Sure, we can talk through it.
On the last slide, when you're like plus or minus 200 books, like just call it like approximately like 1% or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Because you don't need to call out like
what percentage is that? I don't know.
Yeah, so that would be
those are
like
less
than
1%. That's what sounds impressive is like adding.
Like maybe you don't even call out the difference.
What if you do like the percentage of households in Highland or what's that? What are you looking at?
Total physical items. I just don't love the negative two.
Yeah,
which
I don't
is like
what?
Not me.
It's less
zero
than
zero
1%.
Five.
It's a half of it. One half of 1%. You just take it off.
Okay,
yeah.
So
the plus.
So that physical circulation number, that 195 is correct, but the 197, I don't think that's correct. It's not 79,000 more than the previous year. So
okay. I took it from last year's presentation and then
did the subtraction?
Yeah.
And maybe so you can look your COHA.
That's what I was thinking.
I've got to print one more thing.
Well, we could do it after, Donna.
Or
it's okay. Just keep going. Yeah, just keep going.
But when the numbers aren't like really that
significant,
like don't call out a difference.
Okay, you're right. But we need to figure this out.
Yeah, those definitely.
And I also need numbers on this. The library operates under a balanced budget while saving for future needs. For instance, this year we're saving for a new upholstery furniture, which has been sorely needed in the library. We also received some grant money for, and I'll tell the amounts of it, and the Friends and the Foundation continue to support us with the library's needs that aren't covered by the budget. We're proud to be part of NUCLIP, which is Northern Utah County Library Collective. This means that our patrons have access to the collections at American Fork, Eagle Mountain, Lehigh, and Pleasant Grove. And there's an even more exciting collaboration on the horizon, as we are the founding members with American Fork and Pleasant Grove of the Timpanogos Library Consortium. And this is a resource sharing system that will involve a courier that takes books from these libraries and brings them to the patron's home library.
Do you want to say founding members or exploring the... Because the city hasn't approved it yet, have they?
So it's on the agenda later on in the meeting, and we're going to talk more about it. I don't know if there's an action item on creating an interlocal agreement.
I think to
create an interlocal agreement.
We will. Yeah, we will need to have action.
There has to be like a whole legal document drawn up about how we do shared resources and how we'll... So you have to have that.
Insurance.
I can't remember because this was on one of the...
It's either a discussion item.
I remember it being in one of the council meetings.
I think they're having a...
It hasn't been a discussion item.
Land use authority.
I think they're...
Because it was to explore the possibilities, what we said, like we like it, but then the city has to come up with an agreement to say, hey, we're really to go into this.
Yeah. Do we know... This interlocal agreement is this on us to kind of create and spearhead?
So Donna has volunteered to help with the policy making for the consortium, and I think that
yes, I volunteered to be in head of the policy committee.
So is Highland City creating that and drafting that with our legal entities?
Yeah, like the interlocal agreement.
Like somebody has to.
The interlocal agreement. So that's, we thought that we would bring the lawyers in to do that. So we can have the three lawyers from the three cities get together and draft that.
Just geek out, just lawyer, all
so
of
them. So until they geek out, can we really do anything? Like it's just an idea.
The city council isn't going to approve an interlocal agreement, but are they going to approve moving towards one or try to create one?
So this at this meeting, I will be introducing the idea of the consortium to. It's just a discussion item on this. So the same week that we do the report, I will schedule also a discussion item where I will go into more detail about the consortium. So it's just first introduction to the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will need to start.
I like it as a teaser too.
Well, it's going to be on the agenda later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one slide
here, and
yeah,
then say, we're going to talk more about this later.
I just didn't want us to, like,
announcing
that we've done
the creation
something.
Of this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we lost this thing.
Oh, she just, it just went.
Oh,
that's
right.
Okay.
I don't see the library on the agenda.
Well, she'll have to have it added.
It's future.
So, we haven't, as a group, set which day we're doing it.
This will be October 15th or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the second. Yeah.
I was thinking October 15th.
Because it's not, not next Tuesday.
Right? It's not next week.
And probably not the 5th election night.
So the 15th, and again, I just wanted to make sure that if this is presented, it doesn't cause a rabbit hole or, you know, yeah.
The idea is to have this on the agenda later on in the meeting.
Right.
Donna has invited somebody to speak about it, and this is just an introduction to that.
You're born to do this. You are so good standing in the
meeting. Thanks. Well, I feel a little lost without my notes, but, okay. Here we go. We feel proud to be at the heart of Highland City. Two of our main goals are to connect people with information and resources and to connect people to other people. And for the rest of the presentation, I want to share some stories and experiences we've had this year that tell how we're meeting those goals. So one of our primary objectives is providing educational resources for children. And some of our youngest visitors to the library have enjoyed this year a STEM station, which has been in the corner of the library. Now, this particular STEM station had a take-home element, a germination station, that allows us to track how many kids were actually participating. Now, 140 kids actually took home those germination kits, which is much more than we had anticipated. It brought us a lot of joy to think about 140 Highland kids tracking their vegetables and having this fun experience that they might not have had if it weren't for the library. That's just one example. The children in Highland have had over 200 programs this year designed specifically for them, and over 12,000 attendees. One of our most important programs is a summer reading program. It's also one of the most influential. The library has been concerned, as a lot of us are, as parents and caretakers of children, about a summer slide. We want our children to keep learning throughout the summer and not lose ground. We know that if a child does not continue to learn and progress throughout the summer, they can backtrack and their test scores can falter. The result is cumulative, so it can actually accumulate so that by the time they graduate high school, if they're not learning throughout the summer months, they could be a full year behind of their peers who have engaged in this learning. So this year, we've been able to be a resource to families to help them in their efforts to support their children in summer learning. We've also had programs for adults, and winter and summer reading drew more than 3,000 people this year who participated. We also strive to be a resource for adults. We were really excited to have our Library Services Technology Act grant. This year we're able to provide classes on video editing, Photoshop, and WordPress website design that really helps some small business owners or other interested people have these skills that are so relevant in today's tech saturated society. I want to share a story that tells how the library can really be a resource for people in their career development. So one day, a man was coming into the library. He was at the public computers, and his goal was to start a lawn mowing business. He was learning English as a second language, and yet he had these tax forms where he needed to go online, create a tax ID, and properly set up his business. Now, the city council might like forms like that because you're in the government, but for civilians like us, it's very overwhelming in your first language, and I can only imagine what it would be like in your second language. Donna was able to sit down with him for about 30 minutes and help him navigate that process. He was visibly relieved after he was able to navigate that bureaucratic process successfully. Here's another example. One time when staff was coming in to clean the whiteboard, they found these business notes. This is in our study room. The library board passed a motion this year that would allow the study room to be reservable. So people can reserve the study room in 2-hour segments, and it actually has become quite popular, 30 to 40 times a month. It's sometimes more, it looked like in the summer months, it was more like 50 times a month. People were reserving
this study room, common tasks were video conferencing, interviews, chats. They were testing or having some meetings. And so there are also people outside the library's walls, in the hallway or the common spaces, who are doing their business at the library. There's really not another public space where you can access the internet and have a quiet place to do your business offered here for free. And so we're really proud to offer that service to people who are trying to build their business or other endeavors.
We're a city form of WeWork.
Yes. So, I've also had that chair of fun.
We won't mention that.
This is a paint with the director night. We've also had classes in houseplants, chair yoga, and history chats that have been really popular with adults. We've had 25 programs specifically for adults with over 500 attendees. Now, we talked about how people are connected to information and resources at the library, but also people are really connected to people at the library. And we feel like we're a great strength to the Highland families. So over this year, Highland families have been able to participate in the parade. They've been able to come to the fairy tale ball, come do reading activities, summer science.
Grandparents story time.
Oh, grandparents story time. Yeah. Grandparents story time, summer science activities, and right here in the spot that I'm standing, or will be standing when I actually present this, they were able to observe an alligator snapping turtle. Kids have set up rockets outside the front doors of here. They've watched a bicycle helmet protect a cantaloupe from a horrible fall, and they've made ocean art. It really is amazing how Highland families are able to come together in this really positive, energizing activities that are offered at the library.
I think you should say that the snapping turtle got lost and it's loose somewhere. <in the council.
laughs> She had a couple of jokes that were very funny.
Look at you, Susan, the pet.
I'm going to tell another story about our fairy tale ball, which is a very popular event this year. So this man right here in the middle had dressed to the nines, taken his three daughters to the fairy tale ball. He had three daughters. They come, made their paper crowns, and got through the activity. At the end, there was the music playing. And he was taking his girls one by one, twirling them, dipping them. They were grinning from ear to ear, dancing with their dad for some time while the rest of the participants were taking pictures with the cast members. And it brought a lot of joy to us to see this happening because the library created that opportunity and that environment for this really special family moment to be taking place. Okay, here's another example of how Highland creates community with non-family members. So Charlie Greenland as this cool guy in the convertible here, and he's been giving these monthly history chats. So one month he came, gave his chat. There were six people there. There were three kind of long-term residents and three relative newcomers. He gave a really intriguing talk about the first Highland families. And afterwards, people were so interested in the topic, they actually lingered longer, told about their own family histories, and about their experiences in Highland. It was just a really lovely moment where Highland people came together as strangers, but were able to bond over their common, you know, Highland heritage together. We're proud to be the heart of Highland City. We're proud to present these programs, to provide this information, these services to serve Highland. We're grateful for your partnership in this, and we would love to continue to do this for years to come. And maybe this is where we talk about the funds.
Yeah.
maybe the next one's a graph.
Some kind of simplification of this reality, I think, needs to be part of this. Maybe towards the end, like she says.
So I was out making copies. Did we have any slides about
No, we paused for you.
No, we paused.
So do we even have any slides about the budget?
No. At the beginning,
we're fiscally responsible.
You operate under a balanced budget, right, while saving for future needs.
Right.
So that's what I said at the beginning. And then this is just like...
Do we have any second set of slides?
I don't think we add this to this presentation. because this is just, the library is wonderful.
Okay. That does make sense. That makes sense. I got to say, I was saying you're born for this. Your love and enthusiasm for the library, you exude that.
Thanks.
I'm sitting here going,
I think there's verbiage we had at the first deck, and I'll have to go look. There's a deck that was for Highland City because we say on the first slide
right.
by law that we had to do this, blah 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 blah, and this is our.
I'll look back on that. You're right.
And I don't know if we have to say that as we start this, but.
I think it doesn't hurt to have it be part of public record, that this is one of our responsibilities.
Yes, a part of our bylaws is to say, present to the...
It is statutorily required.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then otherwise you probably wouldn't be here.
especially on election night.
I think that...
It's also my birthday on election night, so that's why I'm like, no, don't do election night. Okay, so what I've got here is that I'm going to fix the percentage so we don't look like we're losing physical materials, and also to make those.
Yes, so I brought up some of the other statistics. So if we go back to the statistics page, maybe we can just fix some here.
And if I remember correctly, like, the programs, you, like, had to, like, double the children's programs this year. Like
the summer reading program finishes were way higher this year than
well,
they were.
But just, like, your summer events, like, you had to do
the
different
kinds. The one where there was, like, 90 kids.
Yeah.
We had to double our summer.
Like, that's one of the cool things that I think was missed in the call-out here was, like, hey, like, we're bursting at the seams. Because part of this is kind of putting the narrative going forward that we're bursting the seams.
I mean, all of the programs are either in council chambers or in front of the building.
Right.
Like,
I don't think you guys can overemphasize how successful every program is that Donna puts together.
Right.
They're unbelievable.
And
especially that, you know, like that grandparents one.
Right.
That's a hit, you know. And they're all hits.
And if you kind of like reiterate that throughout the presentation, like you know, we love to have more books, but we just don't have the space, and you know, we've done everything we can with all the things, and
you'd love to have a reptiles for the kids somewhere that isn't the chamber council.
Yeah,
the council chambers.
We apologize that all our large activities have to spill over into. You know,
right.
Also, while we don't have space in the actual library, we have been able to utilize these council chambers and the front lawn.
Yeah.
And the park.
And the park and the other limited facilities that Highland has to offer.
So,
oh, yeah, limited.
I mean, these are the two
we need the most out of
our
to, like,
fix those.
I think find out which information is the most salient. Okay, so like, we don't want to overwhelm them with a lot of information, but... was important.
Okay, so the physical item circulation actually went down last year compared to the year before. So I don't know if we want to...
How about we just say what it is?
What it is without doing
the comparisons.
Yeah.
All the comparisons?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
if it's not... Do
you want to take out all the comparisons?
Yeah.
I think so.
If it doesn't help the story...
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But it's still impressive to just see. We have this many.
The amount added is pretty impressive. Though.
Well, and that's why I say, if it doesn't help us,
take out the, you know, the
minuses.
The minuses.
But that's what she's saying. Physical circulation went down, so we have to get rid
yeah,
of
it. Yeah, so get rid of that, but then.
Oh, but the digital
rate?
Yeah, so the digital
rate did go up.
Wow.
By from 83,000 to 90,000. So that number 53,000.
Yeah. So let's just get rid of the comparison.
Let's just get rid of the comparisons. It's all
right. We I'm telling makers all the time we should be comparing.
Unless
No, I don't
want to. It's bad.
Yeah. Bad?
I'll have to look it up.
No comparison.
People use it.
But I just want to make sure these are the right.
It's junk words.
Too, because it just seems so strange.
Useless word.
I'm just going to say verbally, we've had
it's not a good word.
Increases this year.
Yeah.
We're up at 195.
People use it a lot.
I do.
But if they
don't
well,
see,
anything
there you
to
go.
Compare it to, yeah. Is that even mean?
You hear it all the time.
It's like Riz. If I were to say you something is Riz,
the first one, the total physical item,
I don't
if they were holding steady at around 42,000, we're slightly up, when circulation up to 195,000. Just broad statements.
When we look at total patrons, what's the percentage of households in Highland that represents?
What's that?
What's the percentage of households in Highland that the total patrons represent?
It's about 62% of households have a Highland.
62%?
Yes. I did that.
I think that is a great statistic that we serve 62% of households in Highland.
That is impressive.
Really?
That's. Can you imagine if 62% of people voted? Every record.
If any other branch of the city could, you know, garner
that
much participation.
Because even like total patrons, 6,750.
Okay, it's not Highland citizens.
It's households.
It's Highland households.
Okay.
Because some households have multiple cards.
Because the population is 19,902.
What did you say? 19,000?
Okay, so I can tell you the number of households that have cards, and we can Google it and make sure my numbers are correct of how many households there are.
It wouldn't be accurate, though, how many households there are.
It all depends.
Google and see how many households it
says. It says 4,606.
And I have 2,864 households. So let's do the
62%.
So we
take
62.18.
Huh?
62.18. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Can we say that it is the most active group among Highland residents? It's like, of all the services that Highland City provides.
Yeah, that's just like, what about the art council?
What other services did they provide?
That's, again, that's why.
The fishing
well,
class.
Be the art council.
I know for a fact 62% of people aren't in the fishing class.
I know.
Right.
And then the art council,
they're
not.
The art council is active, but I don't know that it's 62%.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't know anyone in my neighborhood that, well, I don't know. Do you know anybody that does anything with the art council?
No, I find
my kids did over the summer break.
I find their information hard to access. I can't ever figure out what
they do. They have the orchestra. They have the plays. They have art classes.
They
have the quilting class. They have several courses. So it's hard to say.
Do they have to provide a report?
No, because they're not funded by the city.
Oh, yeah. then let's
then
say
they get the building.
They're subsidized by the city because the city lets them use the building, and the city gives them $3,000 a year.
You can actually
that's
use that building for a very small fee if you're a nonprofit. It's like $18.
But they charge for other classes.
Yeah, good luck getting into
so
there's
it's really hard to figure out when they're going to
art.
We can measure
it
really
by
what?
Hard to figure out when they're
trying to get
art.
I think what I wanted to call out is just like there's nothing else that Highland
like
City does that has
there
this type of impact.
Like,
that's a power statement.
That is good.
Like, here, I mean, you could say,
what other,
I don't doubt
you could just say, you could just pose that as a question, what other city service?
That's true. Had that broad
of
reach.
That has this level of participation.
Like, let's put Donna in charge of voter turnout.
I know she.
She told me that she could guarantee at least 50%.
I have four voters in my house this year.
Or the
staff,
no.
Yeah. If we ever get the one to mail to the missionary, that'll be
impossible. 62% use the roads. You know, like
62% complain about the roads.
Oh, more than 62%
that still have not been fixed in front of my house that were
what
promised.
What percentage
years
of Highland
has
complained about the speed humps?
Give me the address. Send me the address.
Oh my,
by Jessica's house.
No, send me the address.
Okay, then there is some more marks on the next slide.
Yeah, the next slide. So is this... Okay, I said we have a number of increases this year.
I have connection.
60% of Highland households are library card holders.
I do.
I know the guy.
I'm not saying that we have...
I asked the council and they said they wouldn't connect to me.
Just give me your address.
Your address.
Our physical circulation has remained about the same, but our digital circulation has continues to increase.
Our physical items are limited based on our space. Maybe we can highlight that. But despite that,
that is true.
I'm going to get on that when I talk about the consortium, so we could. I don't think we
can say it.
Do you think maybe this is a value presentation? What value we bring, and then later we talk about
our needs. Yes.
Okay, that's kind of.
I think it's really just we don't even have to say increases. We had a number of key instead of saying we had a number of key increases this year. When we look at the value that the library provides, we can measure it by numbers. 62% of Highland households are library card holders. We have, which accounts for 6,758 patrons. We have 42,547 physical items in the library. Those items are circulated 195,000 times a year. And our digital, in addition to the physical items that we have in the library, we also have a digital circulation of the. So then they're just highlighting numbers and it's not talking about increases or decreases.
Yeah.
Really the value.
They might ask me and then I'll have the numbers ready. One of the reasons our total physical circulation was down is that we were closed during the carpeting and then we were, you know, kind of hobbled during the transition. So our physical circulation is down.
But
let me see. Come in.
Not by a huge amount.
When you look at a city of 19,000 people
circulating,
when you're circulating 195,000, that number is impressive. And digital
circulation, that's amazing.
It's incredible.
10 items per person. Per man, woman, and child.
That's amazing.
I mean, you could even say in a city of 19,000 people, it's incredible that we have this physical circulation.
That's a nice way to
tie it. Really the value.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to worry about increase, decrease, all this stuff, but really just it continues to provide value year after year.
Well, the 19,000 is is an important number. That's who we are in the city.
So, yeah. The difference was 17,000. In the physical circulation.
It was down by 17,000.
Yes, which is about what we do in a month.
But isn't that, like, strategically what we're doing? Because you're not replacing physical items at the same rate. You're investing more in digital.
In digital,
that's true.
I mean, it's not because it's strategic.
It's because we're spending a third of our budget on digital items.
Right, and so when we call that out, if you were to say if you're shifting from physical to digital.
Well, we don't want to say we're shifting from physical to digital.
I know.
No, we don't.
That's dangerous.
our total circulation, if you combine the both, is higher.
Maybe that's the number.
Yeah, that's the number.
So
maybe we say our
total circulation is higher.
Continues to increase, yeah.
Yeah.
Digital and physical circulation is almost 300,000.
Yeah.
So in a city of 19,000 people.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, because it's 19,902, we should probably call it 20,000.
Oh, sure.
What did you say?
Can you repeat what you said?
our circulation of digital and physical items, materials combined, is only 300,000.
I like having them separated, though, and I know that some of the council members in the past have worried about that distinction. Like,
I could say, so in a city with 20,000 people, we've circulated almost 300,000 items.
Yeah, I could see those up there. I think I like seeing them both.
Yeah.
But the narrative is.
The narrative is great.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Impressive.
And especially in a city of 20,000 people where only 62% have a library card, and we're circulating that many. The amount per person is actually staggering.
I wonder what the average is on it. Library
card holder.
Okay, so now that number is the number of Highlands. I mean, 62% is Highland households with library patrons. We have patrons from other cities as well that are circulating a lot.
Yeah. Right, so you're not talking about service.
It's not 300,000 circulations just by Highland residents.
Right.
But it's still.
I mean.
Do we also call out that
in a city of 20,000 people, it's incredible that we have circulated almost 30. That there's nothing incorrect about that statement.
I don't think that's misleading
because we're still a city of 20,000 people,
and our patrons get things from other cities.
It's great.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We also go to American Fork, and so
it's great.
Yeah,
they've got the cheese.
Is it worthwhile to have Cedar Hills and Alpine mentioned somehow?
Well, I think when we do theirs.
We're going to theirs, and so we'll add a couple extra slides when we go to their city council.
When you're presenting to the city, our city, they should know it's bigger, way bigger.
But we want to keep the focus narrow. We have 20,000 people, and then the number 30,000 to 20,000.
We don't want to change the narrative. Like
that's
the narrative is very.
That's more than I would have thought.
Narrative strictly.
What was it? 71% of our cardholders are Highland cardholders. Only 30% are non-residents and new clerks.
Can you do households on your non-card or non-residents?
What's that?
Do you do a household number of non-card residents or card residents?
I could figure that out.
Because that would be really interesting. Because I know, you know, not every single one of these 6,000 cards is a household.
Right.
But how many are they, like, big families that are doing that? Do we have a few households, like...
Yeah, I could figure that out, because for the non-resident cards, we have the main holder, and then we have dependent cards that have to look at...
Do they have to pay a separate fee for the... They don't have to pay a separate fee for the...
No, it's just so they can each have their Libby only on the account.
But the thing with that is it would call out, really, the households, because I think the households are how many... does it touch? Because otherwise you could skew your statistics and think, hey, 30% of our people are from... But it's not true.
For this, I think this slide is good now.
Yeah. This slide, right.
Okay.
The next
and
slide.
And
really
we feel like
narrative.
It's honest to talk about.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay. So, and this, these are numbers from last year. Okay. So I just need the new numbers.
Oh, the LSC number?
I have the foundation number if you want it.
Great. Great.
$10,091.01. I don't know if you want it.
That's
fine.
You never needed $10,000?
I think that one.
Yeah, that was for the mobile shelves.
Wow.
I will have to look up. I don't have those numbers with me. I'll have to look them up.
Those are expensive shelves.
So yeah. I will look them up and send them
to you.
But
they're
beautiful.
Yeah, that's
why. The LSC this year was... close to that. Oh no, that's correct. Because that was this year's LSC date. I will look at those numbers.
Okay. I shouldn't take that. The Friends donation was $1,000.
The Friends donated way more than that. They donated like $3,000 just for summer reading prizes.
Okay.
And then another $1,000 for books. So about $4,000 for Friends.
This year. Really?
Yeah.
He's
like,
wow. I'm
shocked.
That's
great.
A lot, huh?
It is a lot. You guys are great.
I'm just going to click through and just...
When you call out the new carpet, like there was so much more than just the new carpet.
The paint,
and the shelves,
I
almost wonder, like.
And I had kind of mixed feelings about putting it in a thing. I was like, I wanted to open it with gratitude to the council for supporting it.
Right.
And, but it was also Donna's caretaking of the funds that allowed us to save up for the carpet.
and that's why I almost wonder, like, when you talk about financial responsibility, should we talk about the ability to
get new paint, to get new carpet, to get new furniture. You know, hey, you know, it's a gem. It's I would say it's one of the nicer spots in the building.
The carpet's certainly nicer. And the walls in the building, I've been pushing Aaron to repaint the whole building because other parts in this the building, the paint is in really bad shape.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's right there.
But
this room's better than most. Most of the rooms are just...
What do you feel is missing?
I feel like there's a piece of the story to say, like, look, we're not just hanging out here. We're making it better.
Right.
And I think thank you for approving.
There's actually a picture of Wesley. It's like has a drill in his hand. Oh, yeah. That was a great picture.
I go most places with my drill. So.
But I don't want to minimize what happened last year with the work that was done.
That's a homely picture. Real nice home.
But it's also we're bettering here. We're bettering them up.
Because I'm about ready to ask him for 0.001 or 3 or whatever whatever that number is at the end.
Yeah, I think. So should I also?
What do you think?
Should we acknowledge the volunteers who came in to help make this mini renovation in the library possible?
I almost think it has its own slide. That's what I'm. I don't know.
Well, the friends helped get some paint.
Friends paid for the new paint.
We got some of it donated too.
And then I'll have this on the.
Do they need to feel like that they participated? Is that, I know you're trying to say gratitude, hey, thank you, board, for approving the monies that Donna saved for.
Okay, I had that same feeling when I wrote it. And so I totally understand what you're saying. Do you want me to just say thank you to Councilman Smith and to... the mayor really has showed up for a while.
Okay, I feel like
and other and Doug Courtney has showed up.
Well, do you know what the city did though? They replaced all those lights, and we didn't pay a cent.
That's the call out.
Okay.
There you go. One call.
The lights, all the lights in the library were replaced by brighter LEDs.
That's a good point. That's
LED
a good point.
Lights. And we didn't pay.
It makes a big difference. You know.
And it did make a difference.
Good old Roy.
Roy did that. Roy and,
Roy and his Roy and no. Scott.
Scott.
Roy and Scott.
I might have a picture of that. But the new slide is just like an overview of the physical updates that we...
So the physical updates is we got new carpets, we repainted the one wall, but we also upgraded the shelf bench to make them ADA. Compliant.
Like there's a whole story about all the things that happened that made that magical.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is overkill, but if you make reference to appreciate the staff of the maintenance staff, this is Roy.
Yeah.
Roy and Scott are the two guys that changed all the lights. Just a line. I don't know if you want to, you know. Kiss some ass, be good.
Are they typically there?
No, but I think, you know, it's just good to recognize people.
Right.
Like Aaron and City staff appreciation.
It's Roy.
I just
staff is called
Roy.
Not Ron, but Roy.
Can we have
Roy
a
and Scott.
Oh,
thank
you.
Roy, please.
Well, you know, the rest is
yeah. I'm everywhere, you know?
I know.
Why are you
taking stuff to us?
Why?
Because I make human references.
My name is the bar of work. The ends of the shelving.
But you know, who did the end caps for us?
Donna did it. She saw her in the bathroom.
On her very own.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome, man. It's beautiful. Beautiful work.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
The paint, the carpet, and the ends.
caps. And then the new shelves by Scott, but you already mentioned those.
Yeah. Okay. And we're not going to thank them for improving our carpet, but we saved up our own money to get.
Right. But okay. We are going to thank them for the wonderful lights that they provided.
Okay.
That are environmentally friendly and...
brighter and less expensive. Can't beat it.
Except for the ones at my house that burn out every, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, they seem to run 10 years.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
I don't know why not. A user error, apparently.
Are these LEDs?
Okay.
There's something wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, they shouldn't go on.
You might have
And then Donna, if you send me the
open arc somewhere.
Yeah, so I will send you the numbers for that.
Okay. You might have a
Are we good? Do you want me to click through and tell me if something occurs to you? It's statistics, it's the consortium.
We need to go back to the slide on the consortium just to make sure that as we do it, we. Because, like, I almost would call it, like, I wouldn't call it the slide, the TLC. I would say we're part of NewClick.
And
call out that. And then, like, have a second section, you know, and later today we'll learn about some TLC or whatever.
Well, you could just add that as a... you can do the NewClick and then... multi-library collaboration. That's good.
That's great.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. And then this is kind of transition. Then we have kids, reading,
the activities,
OCA, career stuff, adult. We have
that was good.
Family, and those two stories, and that. I have revisions.
I think you're great.
Okay.
Donna, you look like a nurse.
And then the question is...
Donna's picture on my phone, if she calls me, is her with bunny ears. Like on the magic thing.
So do we... And then the last slide is like, hey, and this is the opportunity. The library today has grown. We're seeing tremendous...
Like, you're seeing all of this value from us. What would it take?
Well, and the...
Well, what value would you like to see for us to have a bigger share?
Well, we're not asking for a bigger share. If you want to maintain this, something has to change.
Yeah.
Right?
But
like,
I
you
think
love
idea,
everything you've got
But
here.
We're not doing
I think
that.
We're not doing
that.
We're only doing
that.
This is all smiles.
This
one
is all smiles.
You don't want that one? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll
cross that bridge when we've done
that's right.
But is
we
that
just,
happening
we just
like
need
this
emotionless
year?
Data for that. One.
That's a good question.
Because it's got to happen. Like realistically, they're going to end up paying more money for the school districts. Like nobody walks away with that. I mean, they say it's not going to cost more money. It's going to cost more money.
That's
I saw
that
news, but it's going to cost less.
Anyway, I think we should probably thank you for all
your
work. That's
going to
be
great.
Yeah,
you're
welcome. Not when we pay a lot of money to have that study.
I would tell you, you'll be shocked to find out that it'll cost more.
I think that taxes are going up.
Absolutely.
I think they're going up more if it doesn't split.
And the massive. Do you know they have two transportation directors? One for one side and one for the other side?
And we will have two when we...
We'll have three. But there's a lot. There's over 100 administrators in the Alpine School District making six figures.
That's good.
Over 100.
They have to make that much living.
No kidding.
They do. But it's just how it's distributed and the control that we locally can have.
Excuse me. I wonder if we should skip some of the items.
I move to approve the presentation and that the board present it to the Highland City Council on October 15th. And that we will contact Alpine and City Hills to arrange to present to them as well.
A second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Great. Okay, let me bring back up. So, how would you like to go forward?
So, it's getting very late.
That's not right. It's 8:42.
It's 8:42. Do we want to table the carpet till next month?
For the furniture? Do you need an answer from us?
Not necessarily. We order it.
Yeah, is it complex? I don't know.
When I read the thing, like, if somebody needed to make a decision.
Yeah, what was it? The
the taupe or the gray?
Yeah, what's the color selection down to?
Yeah, so that's what, do we want to skip looking at the color selections?
I'm not allowed to make furniture, so.
Okay. I think whatever.
What's a least stained color?
Sure.
It can't be white. That's all I care.
Okay, so there's that. What was the recommendation?
So there were three. So I think that. I would rather take it this way. I'm more time for the top.
All right, dark
blue.
Okay.
Do we not look at it and go, they all look great?
Which hey, Donna, do you know that one you like a lot? I like that one.
I like that one. That one.
Whichever was the choice, I support it.
The thing is, I have three choices that I wanted to discuss with you. And and also, the other thing is, do we want to get divided couches instead of regular couches?
Oh, the divide, so that people don't sleep.
So people don't sleep.
It also helps you feel like you have a little more autonomy in your space.
Yeah.
I'm a small person. I feel like a lot of people invade my space.
Yeah.
Sprawl. Yeah.
I like the divided couch.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
There's arms in between.
If somebody's sitting on a couch, I won't even go sit.
You won't
on
sit
it
next
all,
to them.
Period.
But if there's three slots and someone's sitting in this one,
then I will sit on the
opposite.
Then
you'll feel comfortable sitting in that one.
That's right. It all comes
But if there is not a divider, I will not sit on that couch with somebody.
No, it's too familiar.
It feels rude.
It does feel rude. Yeah.
What if they want?
But okay, I moved to the table this time.
Are you sure? Because we would vote and approve it right now.
But I haven't decided. I need you to help me
decide. Oh, she hasn't.
All right, I move we table the discussion for a selection until our next meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Alpine Library update.
Okay. Alpine Library. There's a group of people that are going forward with the Alpine Library. As far as I know, though, they haven't. After the Alpine Day Parade, one of the ladies said that they were going to be voting on whether the library could use that historical building at the next meeting. But I went to the minutes of the meeting after the meeting, and they didn't actually vote on it. But they are going forward, and I just wanted to bring it up because if they start their own library, this affects us, right? Because we get a lot of income from Alpine residents getting non-resident cards. A lot of those people will still buy non-resident cards, but some of them won't. We also...
Can I ask two questions?
Yes.
Would they be allowed? I guess my understanding initially was the circulation was only children's books.
Their idea was to just have a children's library.
Okay. Would that allow them to participate in NewClick?
They wouldn't be eligible for NewClick. They won't initially be eligible for to use the Libby. Because they won't be a certified library until the city is supporting them at a certain percentage of their total income. The city has to support you at a certain percentage of your total income, else you're not eligible to be certified, and you can't. If you're not certified, you can't be part of the fee. So,
do you know what that percentage is?
I don't remember. I think it's somewhere around 60%.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah. They want cities to pay for their libraries.
To help their average income.
Okay.
We'll take them all in. We'll take their we lift up their financial situation.
But so far, nothing's really happened. They're just moving forward.
They're just moving forward.
As
far as I know, they haven't actually voted. I anticipate that there'll be a vote on it.
I'm already competing with Benson.
Sometime in the next.
So, I mean, that's a very, very, very small space.
I don't know what building.
And they're not gonna put it in the second floor and, you know, have kids climb up there. There's no way ADA you're gonna get into that.
Which building is this?
The old.
They can get away with it if it's a historical building.
Right.
It's historical.
Well,
is this the
one
north of the everlasting? No.
The
To a point, they don't have to alter any historic structures. They still have to provide access.
And access, okay.
What I want to call out here is what I think is this is just initially, hey, this is a fun, good idea, but until it has another place to be, like, it's really not, I don't feel like it's a concern. Yeah, I don't feel a concern. I feel like actually.
I think Libby is a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Yeah. You could also do the counter proposal to this and say, hey, Alpine, can we help you? And can it be an annex?
Could it be a branch library?
A branch library. And can we put some of our children books there? And you pay us.
And use that money to pay our children's section up.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about offering to make them a branch, because if they became our branch, they would be like automatically certified.
Right. But then instead of a threat, they become an asset.
Oh yeah.
But in order for them to become our branch, they're in a different city. Mm-hmm. Our city would have to approve it.
We'd have to have an interlocal agreement.
We'd have to have an interlocal agreement.
No problem.
We're
going
to get to that.
Ron will take care of that.
Yeah, now we got an interlocal
agreement. We can't even get it on the agenda.
True.
Well, I think that if you know the people, like, have that conversation. Just say, hey, what do you think about this?
I do know the lady very well.
And just say, like.
But we want to protect ourselves from living that income. She was one of our families
every year.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Oh, nice.
Well, again, they have passion. It's not bad to put books in their community.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of obstacles.
So
how can we be an asset to them?
Win.
And how can we win together instead of compete?
Maybe they could build a giant library and we could become a branch.
That would be wonderful.
They might have the money.
I mean, if you look at, like, the TLC, American Fork and PG are saying, we love you. Island. They're saying they love you, Donna. That's really what
that's
they're saying.
That's the bottom line.
That's it was a personal thing, and I appreciated it. Really.
Right?
It is.
And why can't we do the same thing for
Alpine? I agree. I think we should support them.
Because then it's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
The more books, the better. More access. It's a win-win.
Yeah, it's good.
You're supposed to donate it to the library.
Did you study?
I did. A lot of them. I need to donate.
I don't think they're hard to let go of.
Do, okay.
Pride and Prejudice.
Well.
Anne of Green Gables.
Focus.
Sorry.
Do we want to go for a design with a fund study right away?
Because we would need to get it approved at next month's foundation meeting.
Next month's foundation meeting. That's why I put it on.
So do we have to have the fund study to get the tax?
We do. To Aaron, yeah.
I feel like it's
an obstacle that we keep kicking down the road. Yeah. And let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So then when we have the foundation meeting next month, we'll put that on the agenda.
And if I think about this correctly, like the .001, it's like $60 a year per household, $70?
It's less than that now. It's down to about $50.
I always send it to your email.
Okay.
So it's about $50 per household a year.
I would like to attend.
Yes. In fact, we kind of need you there.
Yeah. I think we need to say, Tremont, we love you. We finally want
to. I would have paid $50 for my family to go to the reptile show. I'm just saying that. Like, that one event.
One thing that's really awkward is the fact that we're going to be charging $90 for non-resident cards, and our people are only paying $50.
But for everyone, for every household, not just the
every household paying that much.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more, but.
Yeah.
So if only 62% of them are paying the, what would that really be?
Yeah, it would be a very small amount. Okay, so that was just, that's why I put that on there, is to see if, because I think if we're going to put it on the agenda next, I need to get a proposal.
Like amount?
An amount, yeah. Okay. And find out if they want me to use FRED or if we should get an independent study. So I need to go forward on that, so.
Okay. Is the general, like, the economy is, like, not bad, not great, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of in the holding pattern.
Yeah.
It's an election year, so it's kind of...
Listen, profits, corporate profits are never been higher.
I know, but people aren't corporates, or corporations aren't people.
That would be why the people is a little different. But their profits have never been higher.
That's right.
I wonder who paid him that.
I wonder.
I wish we had some huge donor who would just fire our edition. Anyway, okay.
But again, if we ask,
we might get. Okay, but we should go home.
Let's go for
it. Last thing, I'll just hand this out. Jay asked me to create an executive summary of data that supports the collaboration, the consortium. I may have been still calling it collaboration on this. And so I thought you guys would like to see it, what I submitted to Erin. So, and if we had more time, we could discuss it, but I would be happy to just look at it. That's the executive summary we put together for her. So.
What's Erin's vibe on it? Is she in favor?
I haven't talked to her about it since.
Okay.
I think she does seem to be in favor, actually.
Yeah.
She does seem to be in favor.
The biggest thing is there's new expense, and there's that the access gets a little reduced. There's just a little bit there, right? It accelerates us to non-viability.
It makes it so that we'll become non-viable a little earlier.
Right.
But it meets a need that we much cheaper than we could meet it if we don't join.
Yeah.
Because of the increased use, because of the new things.
Well, and the honest truth is it expands the ability to serve
value.
Yeah, the patrons.
So you're going to present
this information no matter what. You might as well increase the value.
Right.
Yes. I will refine it from that, but I had that. I thought you would like to see it.
I do have to tell you, I sent you that note of the, in our Canterbury ladies, there was a post that the lady said, the library board is against this, they want ideas. And I was like, no, we're not.
She misinterpreted what I said.
They were discussing the consortium?
Yeah, they're like, hey, they want people to come and share support so the board will support them. I was like, no, that's not what we said.
I've been asking people to send me emails with reasons why they would like this. And so I've been collecting emails from patients.
I see.
And again, I think it's a great idea. I just didn't want the people to think that...
They think the board was against it.
Yeah, they're like, no, we love it.
She misquoted.
You responded to her. Yes.
Well, Kevin voted against something one time.
Yeah, it's gone around.
I think Brianna responded as well. So she got a little bit of feedback from me and Brianna between the two of us.
I'm not on Facebook, so I missed it.
Oh, yeah. You're not missing other things. So.
Okay. So for next time on the future agenda, is just approving the fund study?
No, that's for the fund study.
Do we need to approve it?
Because
it wasn't an action item today.
It wasn't an action. So, yeah, you should add that, and you should add the carpet.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then...
Furniture, not carpet.
I mean furniture. I'm sorry, I'm still in last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Is
the furniture just going to be the three things or more than three? Three rules.
It's a lot of furniture. It's six chairs and three couches, three love seats and a couch.
Oh, three. Okay. That's quite an order.
Yeah, and it's just under $20,000 our price for
that. What happens when you surplus all this stuff? Does the sale from the surplus
go back
into the budget?
Yes.
That's good.
Can I ask?
What?
Our next board meeting is not on Halloween?
It's October 24th.
Okay.
It's always the fourth. So Halloween falls
okay.
on the fifth, luckily.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
that's
not a good idea.
That would not work.
I just wanted to make sure that we knew where our priority
would be appropriate.
Yeah.
As a city, can we pass the law that Halloween will be on the last Saturday of the month?
Or Friday?
Of October or Friday?
All those in favor?
Aye.
We have every
retail
on the planet that would.
No, they want it. They all love the idea. Just nobody has the courage.
Nobody loses any money.
Yeah.
Actually, they probably gain, because if it's on a Friday or a Saturday
they
night,
spend
more participants.
More participants.
Yeah.
And longer and
it's
longer
like
trick or treating, more
thing,
candy
you know?
To give out.
I don't know, though, because the way it is, then the cities have their trick or treats on the Saturday, and then they get a, you know, trick or treating on a different day, so get double doses.
Except when it's on a Saturday.
Our trick or treat, though, I mean, our trick or treats walk is on Monday. It's the Monday before.
We should pull the kids.
The trick or treats.
Really?
They don't
the children don't care. When I was a kid, we didn't get candy.
Don't care?
I don't think so.
They want it on a Friday, though, so they can go to school. Their costumes.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I grew up in Nevada, and
so we
don't have school on
Friday.
Halloween because it's also Nevada Day.
Okay.
And I will say that that's a miss.
That's disappointing.
Totally
missed
that.
The
that's super sad.
I've never
got
to go to
Nevada.
The parades? Yeah, the parades are
fun. That was the big thing because I always showed up. My mom made amazing costumes. And I always got lots of
okay. I motion that we close the meeting.
Adjourn.
Adjourn.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
I'll second.
For it.
All in favor.
Yeah.